the earliest of the men that Christians call fathers of the church. Now, the first thing that's wrong with that is that Jesus said, don't call any man on earth father. So the fact that they're called fathers of the church gives you a clue as to what we're dealing with. And after comparing what Jesus said and the apostle said with what these men said, I changed the title from what they're usually called, the apostolic fathers, to the apostate fathers, because that's what every one of them was. And it's no surprise that they came from here. At least two of them, from Ephesus, where Timothy had left. Let's start on page 15. With a man named Polycarp. Polycarp is said to have been the bishop of Smyrna. Smyrna is one of the seven congregations in Asia that Jesus sent a message to by John. Smyrna is one of them. It's over here in this area somewhere. I don't have it memorized. This is one of those seven congregations in Asia that Jesus sent a message to. And he is said, rumored, to be conversant with John the Apostle. He's also said to have been martyred by being burned alive at the age of 87. But nobody knows for sure. Now, some of these books that I read through, some of them are absolutely silly, fraudulent, obvious fakes. I didn't pay a lot of attention to them. Polycarp, we don't know. Here, let's read what he said on page 17. First of all, at the very top of the page, you'll see anti-Semitism. He said nothing about the Jews, so I had nothing to go by. He said nothing about ceremonies or any kind of political action, so we don't have any information about that. But his heresy and perversion of the Scriptures is this. Polycarp misunderstands 1 John 4:3. You know what that says? Believe not every spirit, right? Isn't it what he says? I can't remember exactly how it goes now. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ is of God. Not every person, every spirit. That's what it was. He writes, for whosoever does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is Antichrist. That's not what John wrote. John didn't say, for whoever does not confess. He said every spirit that does not confess. And if you receive a spirit that doesn't confess, that's the spirit of Antichrist. Well, what did he say about every spirit that does confess? That's the spirit of Christ. When you receive the Holy Ghost, did it confess? Then that's the spirit of Christ. That's what John was talking about. Polycarp made the mistake of assuming that John was speaking of people who deny that Jesus actually lived in a natural fleshly body while on earth, and he altered John's words to fit the message which he thought John meant to convey. Polycarp was wrong, and the difference between what John wrote and what Polycarp said is critical. What John actually wrote was this: by this you know the Spirit of God. This is how you know the Spirit of God. Think about how important that is. With everybody on the planet actually practically claiming to have the Spirit of God in one form or another, isn't it a wonderful thing that in our Bible it says this is how you can tell the real Spirit of God? Yeah. I mean, how important is that? John thought it was important. Yeah. This is how you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Well, when he came into your flesh, what did that spirit do? Amen. That's what Jesus said in John 3, talking to Nicodemus. The wind blows where it will, and you hear the sound thereof. So is everyone that's born of the Spirit of God. Same thing John was saying. He wasn't saying everybody that said Jesus walked the earth is of God. John had better sense than that. He knew there were false apostles.